World Homeopathy Awareness Week will highlight research as this year's theme. World Homeopathy Awareness Week kicks off on April 10, which is also Homeopathy Day and the birthday of homeopathy's founder, Samuel Hahnemann. During the event, which runs through April 16, the homeopathic community aims to bring more awareness of homeopathy to the public and provide education on this system of medicine. The week is also used to discuss and exchange ideas within the community itself. World Homeopathy Awareness Week is a powerful opportunity to elevate awareness, shift perceptions, and bring forward the growing body of research supporting homeopathy, Gabriel Traub, certified classical homeopath and founder of World Homeopathy Awareness Week, told the Epoch Times. During the week, organizations and individual homeopaths make it a point to host lectures and to have panel discussions, open clinics, webinars, podcasts, interviews, and social media campaigns. This year, the National Center for Homeopathy will host World Homeopathy Awareness Week for the first time. The NCH is a nonprofit founded in 1974 whose mission is to advance homeopathic education, research, access to homeopathic medicine, and create community. I felt it was especially important to take on the role as host of World Homeopathy Awareness Week this year because our community needs connection, visibility, and inspiration more than ever, Christina Donka, executive director of the NCH, told the Epoch Times in an email. Traub said homeopathy is a system of medicine centered on individualized, whole-person care. Rather than suppressing symptoms, it seeks to understand root causes and support the body's innate ability to heal. She noted that it's used by millions of people worldwide, has a long history of clinical application, and continues to be explored through modern research. Homeopathy proposes that illness is not a collection of isolated faults to be silenced, but a meaningful expression of imbalance within a living, adaptive system, Peter W. Gold, executive director of the American Institute of Homeopathy, told the Epoch Times. It asks us to consider whether lasting health is best achieved by overriding the body's signals or by listening to them and responding in kind. This year's theme, research. While the week serves to amplify all things homeopathy, this year's theme is to shed more light on the research and studies on homeopathic medicine. Highlighting homeopathic research is essential because there is a gap between the existing body of evidence and public and institutional awareness of it, Traub said. Many clinicians, policymakers, and members of the media are simply unaware that homeopathy has been studied in randomized controlled trials, observational studies, and health technology assessments across multiple countries. The American Institute of Homeopathy curates one of the largest homeopathy research databases in the world, which Gold said highlights the existing body of research on homeopathy. Those seeking to discredit homeopathy have used the argument that there is no evidence for it in attempts to eliminate it as a healthcare option. They often make the claim that homeopathy is implausible. Therefore, any evidence showing it works is implausible, he said. Gold said Harris Coulter's book, Divided Legacy, provides extensive evidence that homeopathy was pushed aside in the past due to a desire to establish a medical monopoly and eliminate economic competition from homeopaths. Highlighting homeopathic research really matters because it helps connect what people familiar with homeopathy have experienced for generations with what today's science is starting to explore and talk about related to the efficacy of homeopathic medicines, Donka said. The NCH provides research resources on its website in one accessible place for the public to explore, Donka noted. Events. The Make America Healthy Again report has highlighted the week in its Substack, Traub said, and she will join television producer Del Bigtree on his talk show The High Wire on April 16 at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to discuss World Homeopathy Awareness Week and homeopathic research. A key highlight of the week is a leadership meeting I have convened between MAHA and the heads of major homeopathic organizations. This conversation represents an important step toward meaningful collaboration and the integration of homeopathy into healthcare policy at a national level, Traub said. Additionally, Global Natural Health Solutions and Whole Health Now will bring in Traub for a free 2-hour webinar as part of the Homeopathy in Action case presentation series on April 13 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She'll be sharing about a case of whooping cough, also known as pertussis, that was transformed by homeopathy. Gold, a biologist, said he was trained by Dr. André Sain in the field of homeopathy for over 20 years. He said the American Institute of Homeopathy will use social media and emails to communicate the importance of protecting access to pure homeopathy in the United States and around the world. Rachel Roberts from the Homeopathy Research Institute is planning to present the latest research in homeopathy on Maha Media Hub Live on April 15 at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The annual Joint American Homeopathic Conference, hosted by the NCH, will be held April 17 to 19 at the Hyatt Regency Reston in Reston, Virginia, and will also be streamed online. It's a wonderful opportunity for those new to homeopathy as well as those experienced in the field to gather and learn from each other, said Gold. Traub said she'll be presenting and will join colleagues at the conference for the premiere of the pilot episode of Investigating Homeopathy, a new 10-part docuseries that aims to bring greater awareness, credibility, and understanding to the field. Elia is the executive producer of the series as well as the documentary Introducing Homeopathy, which will be screened on the Children's Health Defense website for free throughout the Awareness Week. Homeopathic Studies. Traub, whose expertise in homeopathy is on women's health and children, shared some studies she finds noteworthy to highlight for the week. Bringing this research forward helps address misconceptions, supports more informed and balanced decision-making, and validates the experiences of millions of patients worldwide, she said. In today's healthcare landscape marked by rising chronic disease, increasing costs, and a need for safer, individualized approaches, it is especially important to evaluate all available evidence with an open, scientific mindset. A study published in 2019 took a look at the effect of two homeopathic remedies, Arnica montana and Bellis perennis, on the prevention of a complication called seroma that can occur after a mastectomy and breast reconstruction. The researchers found that the homeopathic medicines reduced seroma formation and reduced opioid intake following the procedures. Another study found that patients with musculoskeletal disorders who were seen by homeopathic physicians required less use of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs compared to those seen by conventional medicine physicians. In another study, researchers found that adults and children with upper respiratory tract infections who sought care from certified homeopaths took fewer antibiotics and anti-inflammatory drugs than those seen by general practitioners, while having similar symptom recovery. A randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial found that the homeopathic medicine Sinfrontal was an effective treatment for acute maxillary sinusitis. Additionally, a randomized, double-blind clinical trial comparing homeopathic medicine with placebo in the treatment of acute childhood diarrhea found a significant decrease in the duration of diarrhea in the treatment group. Highlighting homeopathic research encourages collaboration, invites further high-quality studies, and helps ensure that promising approaches are not overlooked simply due to lack of awareness or outdated assumptions, Traub said. Ultimately, the goal is not just to advocate for homeopathy, but to broaden the conversation around patient-centered, integrative care and ensure that both clinicians and patients have access to the full spectrum of information needed to make informed choices. The future of homeopathy. I see a future where medicine returns to its roots, Traub said. Where we truly listen to patients, treat the whole person, and prioritize prevention and gentle, individualized care. She believes homeopathy has the potential to play an important role in that shift, offering hope and additional options to those who need it most. Globally, homeopathy is already widely used, she said. In parts of Europe and Asia, it has long been integrated into healthcare systems, including hospitals in the United Kingdom, India, and Pakistan, Traub said. India has over 300,000 homeopathic practitioners. I see a bright future for homeopathy because it can help solve many of the vexing problems in healthcare, Gold said. He said it can help with antibiotic resistance and pain management, and it can benefit agriculture by reducing the toxic chemical load on the planet while also reducing reliance on antibiotics and antifungals in animal farming. He said consumers are yearning for more natural and environmentally friendly ways to manage their health, and homeopathy offers that in the treatment of acute and chronic diseases.